share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Minister of Communications and Multimedia, KCOM, Tan Sri Anwar Musa, said that he hopes that the higher-ups of UMNO would consider barring any individuals with corruption and misuse of power court cases from contesting in general and state elections. Anwar, who is also former UMNO Secretary General, was responding to a statement by PA leader Ahmad Yahya, who urged for political party election candidates to have a stricter vetting process and that those with court cases be barred from contesting. As reported by MalaysiaKini, Anwar Musa said that he does not have the authority or locus standi to implement the matter in UMNO, but urged for the suggestion to be considered by the UMNO Supreme Council as well as during the party's General Assembly. The KCOM minister further commented that such a condition was actually implemented by UMNO in the past, though he could not remember the exact date. Anwar commented, "If I'm not mistaken, UMNO enforced a condition for its members that have cases in court to be suspended from their respective positions. But it's a long time ago, around the year 2009, I still remember the existence of such a decision. For now, the Supreme Council is no longer enforcing the matter." Hence, Anwar, who is also the MP for Kedira, said that it is up to the higher-ups of the party to decide on such a ruling. Ironically, the 2009 decision enforced by UMNO was shortly after Datuk Seri Najib Razak became the party's president, and he is now in jail for the SRC international corruption case. So, what do you guys think of the statement by Anwar Musa? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Zahid Hamidi under police investigation for allegedly slandering and insulting YDPA, AGM, MACC. Source: Bernama. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.